I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
This week in Limerick, the case against three members of An Garda Síochána accused of perverting the course of justice over so-called squaring of traffic tickets was dramatically withdrawn. No verdict, no convictions, just an abrupt end to proceedings that have hung over them since 2020. But to understand how we got here, you have to go back nearly 7 years to a dawn arrest in County Clare, a senior superintendent taken from his home, and an investigation that began with allegations of leaking information to criminals, but ended up focusing on cancelled penalty points. What followed was a sprawling, highly unusual probe by the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation that ultimately saw multiple Gardaí suspended, careers stalled, and Garda morale in Limerick described as being on the floor. This week's collapse of the case is just the latest chapter because while the investigations may have been legal, serious questions remain about whether those investigations were even necessary. Mick Clifford has been tracing that long and winding road. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Pat.
Now, can you give us the background to this extraordinary case?
Yes, Pat, it goes back some years. It all began with an investigation by the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation into issues to do with organised crime in Limerick. This was going back to 2017, 18, 19. In the course of that, as I understand it, an informant they had among criminal elements suggested that Superintendent Eamon O'Neill was involved in passing information. This now was only the word of this individual, who was a highly untrustworthy individual from start. Following on from that, Superintendent O'Neill, Inspector Arthur Ryan and the third ranking Garda were all arrested and questioned in May of 2019.
Now, what was the reaction of these Gardaí senior people to being arrested by the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation?
Oh, I think they were completely shocked. And I think an awful lot of people who knew them in Limerick were completely shocked. And as you can imagine, particularly a senior Garda, once he's arrested and immediately suspended thereafter, I mean, their careers are in enormous peril apart from anything else, as well as their reputations. I should point out at this point, because Eamon O'Neill was the main character, he had a reputation in Limerick for having been central to the tackling of the gangland crime that blighted the city and led to a number of murders in the 2000s. He was central in particular to the prosecution of five individuals for the murder of Kieran Keane in 2003. I think all of them are still in prison. And he was very highly regarded in that respect in terms of his record. And he went from there on to be promoted to superintendent, which he was at this point.
Now, this was no kid gloves exercise. I mean, they were treated as suspected criminals would be treated of any ilk.
Yeah, and I suppose in some ways, perhaps in everything being equal, perhaps that's correct. But one way or the other, what Eamon O'Neill was driven to Athlone Garda Station from his home in County Clare, and he was subjected to interview thereafter. He was held for the 24 hours that's allowable. One interesting thing that emerged in the subsequent affidavit was at the end of the interview, and his solicitor Dan O'Gorman was present. But at the end of the interview, it was put to him, "That is the evidence we are putting to you," and according to the affidavit, Mr. O'Neill turned to his solicitor, Mr. O'Gorman. Mr. O'Gorman said, "What evidence?" Suggesting that there was no evidence at all put before them in that respect. One way or the other, a file on that issue was sent to the DPP, and the DPP decided, no, there would be no charges in this whatsoever.
Okay, so no charges about this, but was there any action taken by the Garda authorities, I suppose, to the public spectacle of two senior people being arrested?
Yeah, well, again, it's been suggested by Eamon O'Neill and his legal team that the media were tipped off immediately to, highlight the whole arrest and add further, perhaps, to his embarrassment. Similarly with Arthur Ryan, it should be pointed out, separate to it, this Arthur Ryan, who's a good friend of Eamon O'Neill's, he was also suspended. He was accused of taking cocaine in a bar in Limerick at 6:30 in the afternoon in the company of Eamon O'Neill. And this was, I saw the CCTV. How you could get from the CCTV that this man was supposed to be taking cocaine in any event. That was investigated, went to the DPP, no charges. He was then subjected to disciplinary action within An Garda Síochána that was protracted, went on for a long time. At the end of that, he was completely cleared and, as I understand it, is currently involved in a legal action against the Gardaí over the whole affair. That was Eamon Ryan. That was Arthur Ryan and Eamon O'Neill. What happened in his case was his phones were confiscated by the NBCI at this time, and in the course of that investigation, they found on the phones messages that suggested that Eamon O'Neill had been involved in squaring, is the term that's used, but basically quashing traffic violation tickets, speeding tickets without seatbelt, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so this goes back, I suppose, to the Maurice McCabe scandal, where he revealed that this kind of practice was very common throughout the Garda Síochána. But what's interesting is that the initial investigation was into something entirely different, and then it morphed into an investigation into the squaring of tickets of one kind or another.
Absolutely, and I think that is crucial because, irrespective of what they found on Eamon O'Neill's phone, an issue like that, first of all, the prevalence of that kind of fixing was a very small fraction compared to what it had prior to Maurice McCabe discovering it. And this was about 3-4 years after that. But irrespective of that, ordinarily, any issue like that that would arise, I think, and I've asked an awful lot of people, this legal and Gardaí, any issue like that would arise would be dealt with as a disciplinary matter. So, for example, a Garda, a ranking Garda or a senior Garda, there's some evidence to suggest they were involved in squaring tickets that may not have been according to the proper regulations, just on the basis of it, that in an instance like that, they would be subject to disciplinary process to see if they had a case to answer and if discipline should be applied. Instead of that, what happened was, the results of the phone were sent to Garda HQ, and word came back from Garda HQ that the NBCI should investigate this. Now, Pat, in the first instance, the NBCI are serious cops. We're talking about the people who investigate murders, subversive activity, organised crime, that sort of thing. What you had developing then was this crack crime unit was down in Limerick investigating whether speeding tickets had been quashed.
Which an extraordinary use of their time. One would imagine that they had far more serious things to do. And the matter anyway could have been dealt with as a disciplinary process and the Gardaí in question sanctioned perhaps, or if they were old enough, they would slip off into retirement. That might be the normal thing that might happen rather than embarrass themselves, etc., etc. But in this case, criminal prosecutions.
Criminal prosecutions, there's an extensive investigation. Now, I omitted to mention Eamon O'Neill, outside of his work, had a separate role, and he was involved in the backroom team, John Kiley's backroom team for the Limerick Hurlers. He's a man, Mr. O'Neill's a man who's been involved in the GA all his life. And, you know, he would have been, obviously, as a result of that, quite close to a number of the hurlers who were winning. How many All-Irelands? Even at that stage, they'd won one or two only, but they've gone on since. So, you know, they've had something of celebrity status in the Limerick area. Now, a number of them got caught up in it as the investigation subsequently, on the basis that messages were found showing that they had contacted Eamon O'Neill after being stopped for one thing or another and saying, is there anything we can do about this or what have you, that kind of thing. So a number of them were caught up in it. One of them was prosecuted for perjury on the basis that he had got into court and said he hadn't received any notification, yet the NBCI had a message showing that he had received it. He was convicted of perjury. He was sentenced, I think, to 7 days in prison. That, on appeal, that was dropped, and I think the perjury conviction was as well. But others were caught up in it as well. And there was this big investigation, and then in November 2020, 8 Gardaí were suspended from duty. Most of those were junior Gardaí working in the front line in the traffic corps. 8 of them were suspended. Eamon O'Neill took early retirement. The investigation continued, and ultimately with a scenario whereby 4 Gardaí along with Eamon O'Neill were charged with perverting the course of justice. That went to trial. Another 3 separate to that were also charged with perverting the course of justice. That hadn't gone to trial by the time it ended when the DPP dropped the charges last week.
So that's how it all ended, the dropping of the charges. Is there any suggestion, and was there in court, that the failure to charge Superintendent O'Neill on the earlier matter of the informer kind of led them to say, well, we've got to get him for something, having exposed him in this way and maybe embarrassed ourselves in this way, we've got to get him for something?
Yeah, and that case we're talking to, the 5 who were on trial, was down there a number of times. 34 days that went on, Pat, the length of that trial. And you were talking, I counted, I think, up to 18 lawyers involved in it. You're talking about senior counsel, 2 juniors, and solicitors, even some solicitors for a number of them. Huge operation for what seems relative to the kind of crime that goes on as a minor thing. In the course of that, one other feature to that trial, which was really interesting, the prosecution called a number of Gardaí as prosecution witnesses. There had been some of them senior Gardaí in the Limerick Clare area and what have you. And repeatedly, these prosecution witnesses ended up praising the professionalism of the defendants, which was a very unusual thing at the time. In any event, what you're talking about there was brought up. The retired head of the NBCI, Walter O'Sullivan, was a witness. That was suggested to him. Was there any connection there? And he said that was nonsense. Now, despite that, an awful lot of people are still of the opinion that it's too much of a coincidence that the heavy hand came down following what was, it would appear, a botched operation by the NBCI in effectively, to a large extent, terminating the careers of senior Gardaí on the basis that it appears there was little, if no evidence whatsoever.
So I suppose the state will have to pick up the tab for all the defence costs now.
Yeah, they all got legal aid, as far as I know. As I say, there was a huge number of lawyers there. Superintendent O'Neill and his wife, Anne-Marie Hassett, who was one of the defendants, they've also launched a legal action against the Gardaí on the basis of how, when the Gardaí showed up at 6:30 in the morning at their home, a whole platoon of them, and the very young baby there at the time, and the way that was handled, they've launched a legal action. As I said, Arthur Ryan has a legal action in train, I'm not sure, of the other Gardaí, and as well, you have the cost of that 35-day trial. And as well, there's another cost there, Pat, and that is morale in the whole division in Limerick Gardaí plummeted as a result. And I did just a brief analysis in terms of the traffic division. So, for example, in 2019, before this arose, you had approximately 20,000 motorists caught for speeding in the division. By 2024, this had dropped to about 16,000 at a time when nationally the figure was constant, if not a small increase. So that suggests either that the suspension of people from the traffic corps or morale within the division on the basis of they were so cheesed after what was going on. Perhaps people were not as focused on the job, but one way or the other, nobody could claim that the roads were safer as a result of what happened here over the course of 5 or 6 years. Mm.
So the case was withdrawn. The people are supposed to leave the courtroom without a stain on their characters. But there is a bit of political difference in terms of what should happen now. Both the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have suggested that there should be an inquiry into the NBCI investigation. The Minister for Justice says no.
Yeah, and the Taoiseach appeared to step back a bit from that position on Friday when I think it was put to him, and he said that he made comments about a public inquiry being so expensive. He maintained that any investigation of that nature should be internal to the Gardaí. Now, the Garda Representative Association don't want that either. They want something outside the Gardaí. I mean, let's face it, you'd be talking about senior Gardaí examining the actions of other senior Gardaí. The other issue that arises is the DPP appear to be very eager to follow through on this. And the Taoiseach said that, you know, DPP's office is independent. I mean, in the course of it, at one stage, the defendants in that trial, they applied to have the case thrown out before it went to trial at all. And their appeal was accepted by Limerick Circuit Court. And, you know, there could have been a point there where somebody might have said, OK, this thing has gone far enough, let's stop it. But the DPP appealed that decision to the Court of Appeal that ultimately said the trial should go ahead. So you had an awful lot of effort, an awful lot of money spent, an awful lot of disruption, and it now seems, I would suggest it's probably unlikely you'll have any kind of a public inquiry, particularly going on from the Taoiseach's comments there on Friday.
Special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford. Mick, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.